Part 3 of the Hanukkah story. Matisyahu, the leader of a prominent priestly family known as the Hashmonaim, Matisyahu may have been a Kohen Gadol, high priest, or a descendant of one. In addition to that aspect of his lineage, there are several possibilities for the origin of the name Hashmonaim. It might come from the town Hashmon, where this family originated. It is similar to the Hebrew word Hashmanim in the Book of Psalms, meaning nobles, or it was merely a family surname. As is well known, Matisyahu's family also became known as Maccabees, Maccabim, which has several meanings. It is an acronym for the verse, Mi chamocha ba'elim Hashem, meaning, who is like you among the heavenly powers, O God? It represents the initial letters of the word Matisyahu Kohen ben Yochanan, or it is the Hebrew word for hammer, makav. Regardless of the origin of the family's given and acquired names, Matisyahu had 5 sons, Yehuda, Shimon, Yochanan, Yonasan, and Elazar. Hoping to escape Greek scrutiny in the large city of Jerusalem, they fled to the small hamlet of Modin. Clearly, the revolt against the Greeks was not for national independence. Babylonians, Persians, and Egyptian Ptolemies all controlled the land of Israel, yet the Jews never attempted to overthrow their rule. Only when the Greeks made Torah observance virtually impossible did the Jews fight. The revolt began when a Greek garrison arrived in Modin. Gathering all the Jews to the town square, the Greeks ordered Matisyahu to offer a hog to the Greek deities. He refused, exhorting the townspeople to be steadfast against the forces antithetical to Torah. When a renegade Jew approached the pagan altar in order to offer the sacrifice himself, Matisyahu killed him and the surrounding Greek soldiers, proclaiming, Mi Lashem Eli, whoever's for God, join me. With other loyal Jews, Matisyahu ran to the hills and began a guerrilla campaign against the Greek oppressors. Shortly afterward, Matisyahu, who was aged, died, leaving the leadership of the small but determined Jewish forces to his son Yehuda. Eventually, the Jews gathered 6,000 ill-equipped troops and began attacking the Greeks and their Hellenist Jewish supporters. Soon, the Greeks realized the threat to their rule and sent armies to crush the incipient uprising. Despite having inferior forces at Shechem, Yehuda defeated a Greek army under Apollonius. Another army led by Saron met the same fate at Beis Horon. At this point, the enraged Antiochus sent an army of 40,000 infantry and 7,000 cavalry, led by his best general Lysias, against Yehuda. Camped at Emmaus, the vast force faced the 3,000 Jewish soldiers Yehuda mustered together. Facing suicidal odds of 1 to 16, where 3 to 1 odds are usually needed to avoid defeat, before going to battle at Mitzpah, Yehuda and his men fasted and prayed to God. That night, the Greeks split their forces, one arm attempting a surprise raid on the Jewish camp. However, Yehuda anticipated such an attack and himself organized a surprise attack on the sleeping troops left in the Greek camp, killing them and capturing their stores. Realizing that their supply base was destroyed, the remaining Greek soldiers fled the battlefield.